brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Alex is on the road. It's Monday, February 20th. I'll be hosting also 1 week from today, the 27th, when we'll be featuring Jonathan Emord. Yes, our favorite health freedom attorney. He has defeated the FDA several times in the past. He has a new book coming out with a foreword written by Ron Paul. So he'll be on the show also. We'll be joined by Dale Carson next week, the former FBI agent, former SWAT team member, former South Miami cop, who's got a lot of great information. Now, getting back to the news in this segment, there's something I really wanted to be sure to cover today. We just talked about the robotic insect swarms. That technology is real. They have a new method now where they can mass produce these insect robot drones, and it's only a matter of time before they start swarming around your house, your backyard, keeping tabs on you, spying on you, and it's all going to be done under the guise of protecting you. Yeah, you're safer now that the insect swarms are keeping an eye on everything. Hey, it's an eye in the sky. It's like mom looking down on you from above. It's like the federal family keeping an eye on your backyard to make sure your little toddler doesn't drown in your pool. Yeah, that's why they're swarming around there. No, they're going to be swarming everywhere, making sure that none of us do anything that might be considered an act of terrorism, such as paying with cash. Yes, paying with cash. Or, what, having a tattoo, missing a finger. What? Remember that from, what was it, about a week and a half ago, all these things that indicate that you might be a terrorist. I think Alex Jones should do kind of a Jeff Foxworthy joke segment. You know, you might be a redneck. You might be a terrorist if you have a tattoo of Janet Napolitano on your upper thigh. You might be crazy, actually, if you have that. Let's not even go there. Here's something you really need to know about. Neotame is the new aspartame. Neotame. Spread the word, folks. This is the next chemical sweetener to avoid, and it's being very heavily marketed. The creators of Neotame, of course, the same people who created aspartame, the patent ran out on aspartame. I believe that ran out in 1992. And of course, they always try to have replacements for patents, so they have to add some chemical or alter a molecule or something to get a new patent. Well, Neotame is the more potent, more refined version of aspartame, which Dr. Russell Blaylock describes as an excitotoxin, a nerve-damaging toxin. Well, Neotame adds another molecule, and I believe, if memory serves me correctly, that molecule is 3-dimethylbutyl. Not that it matters what the syllables are in it. It's just another chemical, and it's not a chemical that exists in the natural world, by the way. This is a synthesized chemical sweetener, and now the company, see, Monsanto sold off NutraSweet to a company called J.W. Childs Equity Partners. They sold that off, I believe, right around 2002. And then Neotame was approved by the FDA in 2002, and now that's being pushed very heavily. And they're bragging about it. The company says, oh, here it is. Here's the quote from the company. This is from the NutraSweet company. They said, "We revolutionized the sweetener industry in 1981 with the introduction of aspartame, and we intend to do it again with Neotame when we receive approval from various regulatory agencies around the world." So you see, it is chemical sweetener imperialism. You're going to start having Neotame in all kinds of products. But there's an internet myth about this that I have to cover. You cannot put Neotame in organic products. There's a myth out there that says you can. It's not true. We checked on it. It's not true. And Neotame does have to be listed on the label as an additive. So don't believe all those rumors about it, but avoid this chemical no matter what. Stay with us. We'll be right back here with Joe Nobody, our guest, coming up right after the break. Stay with us.
The Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we've got a great interview coming up with Mr. Joe Nobody. That is his real alias. That's his author name. He's published numerous books under the name Joe Nobody. And let me just finish up one story that we were talking about before, though. Neotame, this is the sweetener name that you need to know about to avoid it. So get that into your head. Neotame is the new aspartame. It's the, you know, the second coming of aspartame, to put it in the totally wrong context. But avoid Neotame. It's going to be marketed in much the same way. It's going to be said that it's completely safe, even though I think it's something like 30 times more potent than aspartame as a sweetener. That's a guesstimate. But there's a false internet rumor circulating that it can be used in organic foods and doesn't have to be listed on the label, and that is completely false. We checked it out. We talked to the Cornucopia Institute, and they checked it out. They said, no, if Neotame is in a food, it's got to be listed on the label because it is an additive, and it is not currently allowed under organic products. You know, sometimes I think there are some groups out there who are actually trying to spread a little disinformation sometimes. I mean, look, we all make mistakes from time to time, and we've made mistakes as well, and we correct them when we do. You know, InfoWars has made, you know, errors and corrected them, but sometimes there are groups that make mistakes on purpose, and then they try to spread that disinfo out there, and that's not really appreciated. So you know, do your homework on this stuff and keep everybody honest out there. Hey, if we make a mistake at Natural News, let me know too, because you know we want to keep our information accurate. Oh, and by the way, yeah, if you just joined us, this is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. I'm the Health Ranger, and Alex asked me to be here today. He's on the road, and he's also asked me to host next Monday. And during that time, we'll be having Jonathan Emord on, as well as Dale Carson. So we got some good info coming up. Now, right now, let's go to Joe Nobody. Let me give you a quick introduction of who this is. Obviously, that's not his real name. His real name must be kept secret because of his former experience. I'll let him tell you what as much as he wants to tell you. But he is a very well-informed individual who has operated outside the country. Yes, he's an operator, a former operator, and an active teacher. I have met him in person, so I've checked him out. And he's the real deal, and he's got a lot of just really stunning information that you need to know. Because I think most of you would agree with me that something's coming down the road this year. Maybe social collapse, maybe economic collapse, maybe some rioting, maybe some martial law crackdowns. Who knows what the case may be. You need to get safe. And this guy, Joe Nobody, is going to teach you how to do it. He's the author of this book, Holding Your Ground, which you can find on Amazon.com or other booksellers. You can see this copy is well-worn because it's my personal copy that I've been through. And he joins us now by phone. Joe, are you with us?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate you coming on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
Well, let's get into it, and don't hold back, but let's start with as much as you can say on live national radio about your experience and background. Obviously, protect your identity. But what, you know, people want to know if you're really who you say, you know, if you're really qualified to talk about this.
Well, I won't go into operational details or history, obviously. Most of the information in my book comes out of the private contracting world. A lot of people don't know it. In Iraq and Afghanistan and a lot of other places in the world, guard duty, if you will, is now contracted out to private companies, and there is a probably the best knowledge base about defending a location, protecting assets, things like that that are good for preppers, people who prepare, is probably those individuals now are probably the most knowledgeable in the world about those particular topics. And we accessed as many of them as we could, some of my own personal experiences in the books, and we hope it helps people get their defense security situation in place.
Well, let's talk about that, and I want to point out that your book is not solely about, you know, build a bunker and stock it with ammo and spray and pray bullets everywhere, because, you know, sometimes we sort of see that approach in the survival community. You take a very, a wiser approach to this. Can you talk about your philosophy of defense?
Absolutely. The best defense is stealth. The best defense is hiding in plain sight. If there is a collapse of society, if there is an event that occurs and there's no longer rule of law, the government's no longer protecting people, the absolute best way to go about things is for no one to know where you are, no one to know about your preparations. And so we refer to that in the books as a passive profile, versus an active profile is when you're making it very loud and clear that I'm well armed, I'm ready to defend myself and go away, find an easier target. And we try very hard in the books to allow people to prepare without damaging the value or the appearance or the usability of their property. Things like landscaping that you can do, very non-Rambo type defensive measures.
What I also like about the information you teach is it's usable in a city, it's usable in a suburb, and it's usable in the country. You've got diagrams in your book. You show fields of fire, fields of being able to monitor other people. You talk about having an area, understanding what area you need to protect, like your garden area, to be able to harvest food or your livestock, things like that. Can you talk about the wide range of applicability of what you teach?
Well, we obviously no two homes are the same, and it is I think a lot of people do an excellent job of preparing. They have their seeds, their food sources, their water sources, various things like that. Defense tends to be lower on people's list. I always tell the people that I teach and mention a lot in the books, the biggest shortcoming or the biggest problem I see with most preparations is that folks are not ready for ultimate violence. They are not ready for what desperate people, hungry people who have no fear of punishment would be capable of doing. And you don't have to go there. You can study it. You can read about it. History is full of examples of this. Even some of them are going on currently. Somalia, for example, we talk about quite a bit. Bosnia, Serbia, even now in the Middle East, there are certain areas of Egypt that I think communities or small groups of homes have banded together to protect themselves. And if hunger is involved, if there is a grid-down situation and the food supply becomes critical, people will get desperate.
Well, that's something that you really speak about, and I talked to you about this in person. Let me ask you another thing about that. But first, let's crank up the phone system, and I want to invite some callers to call in the next segment to ask you some questions, Joe, if you're okay with taking some questions from some callers, because I know people really have a lot of they're highly motivated to get information in this realm. But let's talk about the typical, you know, you talked about how violent things could get or how quickly they could break down. Two questions for you. One, how thin really is the veneer of politeness in society today where people, you know, call 911 and wait for the cops to show up? You know, how fragile is that system really, in your opinion?
Well, probably in the United States, the most recent example that I have studied quite in depth is New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And while the initial news stories coming out of the Superdome were greatly exaggerated, it is a fact even today that a large percentage of the New Orleans Police Department either couldn't or didn't show up to work. And in a natural disaster situation like that, most people, I think, realize deep down inside that help will be coming, that eventually the police department, the National Guard, even federal troops will eventually be there to establish order. And my experience with hurricanes along the Texas coast has been people initially band together. I refer to this period as a social grace period. If the event is known to be national, if the event is very widespread, that period of social grace is not going to last very long.
What, like 3 or 4 days maybe?
It would depend, I think, on the size of the community, but it's not weeks. I do not believe at all that it would be more than a week or two at most.
All right, what happens after the social graces and the societal politeness goes away? What do you start to see then?
Well, then you start seeing the breakdown of the small community groups that would have formed. There would be challenges for leadership. There would be vacuums in the rules. Those that are well prepared and have a large food supply might be pressured to share more than what they're comfortable with. I'm a big believer in charity. I'm a big believer in helping out my fellow man, but I also have to allow for my family's survival and protect that. And so then you would start to see, I refer to it as bickering. There you would also get the average American family, according to several different statistics, I believe the latest are from FEMA, has about 3 to 5 days worth of food.
Wow, that's it?
That's it. At 10 days, people are going to be very hungry. in a grid down situation, your local grocery store is not going to get its truck.
All right, Joe, we got to go to break here. Sorry to cut you off, but we're going to continue with you on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, an interview with Joe Nobody. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with a lot more.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You are tuned in to the Alex Jones Show, even though I'm not Alex, obviously. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And we're joined by a guest, Joe Nobody. He's the author of this book, Holding Your Ground, which is a strategic, well, a way to strategically look at your own house, your own ranch, your own property, even in a city, and keep yourself safe against anything that might happen. And I think to continue with you, Joe, a lot of people underestimate just what might happen, and I'd like to kind of put you on the spot here with a little game, if you don't mind. This wasn't prearranged or anything, so I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot, but how about I give you a scenario of a prepper, and you tell me, if you were a bad guy, how you would beat it?
I'm good with that, as long as I don't need a robotic fly swatter.
Yeah, you heard the insect swarm of drones segment that we did in the last hour, huh?
Wow. I'd leave it at that.
Yeah, they're going to mass produce these things by the billions probably. And by the way, we will be taking calls for Joe Nobody. We've got callers on the line, Candace, Michelle, Dave, Daryl, and more. So we'll get to those calls shortly. But let me give you a scenario. A typical prepper, let's say, they've got their stash in their house, you know, maybe some gold coins, maybe some food, maybe some ammo. And you got, you know, grandpa's rocking in a rocking chair on the front porch with a shotgun, and he thinks that he's safe. How would you defeat that scenario, Joe?
Well, first of all, again, underestimating distance is a big mistake. And that particular scenario, not that I ever would personally attack an occupied residence.
No, you're speaking, I want to be clear, you are going to describe what a bad guy would do to defeat that for the purpose of educating us to be safer.
Clarifying that. The occupants of the home would never see me. I would be 300, 600, 900 yards away. There is absolutely no reason, if society has collapsed, for me to take a risk of personal injury. I'm probably very mobile. I don't even need a huge rifle to be effective at that distance. And the occupants would just literally never know I was there until it was too late. Even if they stayed inside of the home, as we stress in the books, walls do not stop bullets, and bullets cause fires. And so I'm going to use a distance-based attack. Probably if I have a team of desperados, if you will, I'm going to keep everybody's head down with distance-based fire. I'm going to envelop the home. We're not just going to walk up to the door and kick it in and go into a fatal funnel.
Right, right.
We are going to come in from more than one side. And in the meantime, somebody that you can't even see is keeping your head down.
Now, you say bullets start fires. Are you talking about incendiary rounds in particular that you would be... That a bad guy would be carrying to try to burn?
No, not at all. Regular lead bullets start fires. Curtains burn very easily. I tell the story in the book that I used to live, when I was a child, I used to live next to an open landfill back in those days. I'm probably aging myself there quite a bit. And it was a big Saturday morning activity to go down to the local dump, we called it, and target shoot. And you would not believe the things that I've set on fire just with normal rounds out of a normal rifle.
Well, that sounds like a really fun childhood.
we had a good time.
Wow.
But out in the country, it was that was pretty good entertainment. And ammo was cheap back then. So, yes, curtains burn very easily. I've even caught on fire vacuum cleaners, robotic toys we use as targets sometimes in our classes. It's really not hard to set common household items on fire from bullets.
So you do use these robots, huh? So you know what we're talking about. What do you have, little Terminators out there that you shoot for training?
I go to a Radio Shack and get a remote control toy. And drill a hole in the side and put a coat hanger in it, blow up some balloons, and boy, they make a great training target.
Wow.
You get somebody a little crafty on the remote control zigging and zagging it around, and it's a good training aid.
Okay, wow. A lot more great information coming here from Joe Nobody, folks. We got to go to a break shortly, but we're going to come. This was a short segment. We'll be back after this break with more. And, Joe, I've got more scenarios for you. I'm going to give you some challenges, and you tell us how the bad guys would defeat someone who thinks they're defended, who thinks they're prepared, who thinks they're safe. And, again, this is for educational purposes only, to help law-abiding citizens stay safe in uncertain times. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
We're speaking with Joe Nobody today. He's the author of numerous books on tactical self-defense, but not just with bullets and firearms, but things that you can do to even, for example, you can make your house look like it's already been looted and burned out so that people pass it on by in the case of a society collapse, even if it's a short-term collapse. You know, a few weeks is all it a few days is all it takes for someone to loot your home and harm your family. So we're all about safety. We want, especially, we want InfoWars listeners to be safe, to be well-informed, to be well-prepared. And that's why we've got Joe Nobody on as a guest today. Joe, we were talking about some scenarios. Are you ready for another one?
Absolutely. Hit me.
All right. So the context here, again, for the listeners, is I'm going to give Joe a scenario of a typical prepper, and he's going to think like a bad guy and tell us how he would defeat that scenario and, you know, take you out and take your stuff. So let's say you have – this is in a suburban area, a suburb. So you've got a family that refuses to come out of their house. You know they've got food. You know they've got medical supplies. You know they've got water filters and – gold, let's say, they refuse to come out, but you, the bad guy, you want to get them out and you want to get their stuff. How would you do it?
Option one, burn them out, at least smoke them out. Option two, take a vehicle and just drive it through the front door. That is ultimate violence. It's a technique that our troops started using in Iraq on very heavily steel-gated, steel-door, adobe homes. They would drive a Humvee or a Striker up, and they would just push on the door with the front bumper. In a post-collapse situation, I'm not worried about my car insurance. I probably have picked up the car down the street anyway. It's probably not even mine. And they won't come out. The area is too open for us to try to cross to try to get them out any other way. Drive a car through the front door.
See, this is why I like talking to you, Joe, because you're creative in a kind of a wicked kind of way. But the reason this is important is because most Americans are polite people. Most Americans are good people. They tend to follow the rules. They tend to think, I'm not going to bash in my neighbor's front door. I'm not going to, you know, snipe and kill some innocent person. And you know, thank God that most Americans are polite and are good people with good hearts. But that can also blind people, can't it? Because they don't fully grasp the level of violence that other people without those morals and ethics can resort to, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Another example is kidnapping. If you go to the parts of the world where society has broken down, you will find that kidnapping is an industry. Look at the Somali pirates. And it doesn't even have to be foreign assets or foreign people. Look at all of the ransoms that were paid in Iraq after the fall of Saddam. Kidnapping becomes a barter system almost in some of these very troubled spots in the world. And yet, when I talk to preppers and I say, okay, how are you going to get food? Oh, well, there's an orchard. We're going to send the kids out. There's an apple orchard and we're going to collect apples. Oh, yeah? If your kids go out and they're not protected, they're at risk. And what would you give to get your child back?
Right. Well, I'm glad you're pointing these things out, although it's horrifying to consider these possible scenarios. Let me ask you one more scenario, though, and then we'll go to the callers who are waiting to ask you questions. Let's say that you've got a ranch out in the country with three or four well-armed individuals who are brandishing their firearms. They're doing patrols. They appear to be well protected. How would you and a small team of bad guys assess and try to attack that situation?
Well, obviously the first choice would be to try to pull them out, some sort of not a diversion, but some sort of bait to pull them out. If they're experienced and they maybe have read some of the books, they wouldn't fall for that. So then you're into a situation where you do, again, what I call an enveloping attack. You fake an attack at one direction. Your primary, your major force hits the area from a secondary direction. Works every time.
And you've seen this, you've experienced this in person, or you've talked to soldiers who have done this in person? Or
It's a commonly known infantry tactic. For those who haven't served, an enveloping attack, anybody that's spent any time behind a rifle knows exactly what I'm talking about. Defenders always typically have an advantage for several different reasons. Don't want to bore your audience to death with all the reasons, but typically an attacking force needs to outnumber a defending force about 5-1 is the general rule. And so attacking forces have to develop some pretty nifty methods, tactics, to be able to overcome a defensive group. And enveloping attacks is one of the most common.
How bad a shape are people in who go out and buy a firearm and never shoot it? They put it on a shelf. They have a box of ammo. They own a firearm. But again, they've never used it. They think they're protected. I mean, how bad a shape are they in tactically?
Well, it's I you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, the person who has no firearm, no intent at all of defending themselves is at the lower end of the scale. Obviously, someone who has a firearm, even if they've had no practice with it, is a little bit better, but almost as bad as not having a weapon at all. There is fear, there is adrenaline, there is confusion in a situation when you are attacked. I always tell my students when I get very scared, and I have been very scared, I hide behind my weapon. And it's just natural human instinct to do that. So I always tell people, you don't have to be a competitive shooter. You don't have to go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars. You don't have to be like me. I shoot 2,000 or 3,000 rounds a month. I also have to reload my own ammunition. We shoot so much. And but you don't have to do that. Get some training. Go to a class. Buy a book. Go to a range a couple times. Learn the basics of your firearm. There are just an infinite number of good sources of training and materials out there.
All right, good advice from Joe Nobody, the author of all these books that we've been talking about. I also want to mention, too, that, you know, some people hear this in the wrong context. They think it's, you know, these lone wolf Rambo types who are going to, you know, destroy law and order. No, these are the guys who are actually going to be assisting local sheriffs and local deputies in reestablishing law and order, in my experience. I mean, to keep the roads safe, to keep the looters out of people's homes and out of communities. I mean, would you agree with that, Joe, that these are really the law-abiding citizens who want to reestablish law?
Oh, absolutely. And the fewer homes that your local sheriff's department, your local law enforcement has to worry about, the fewer folks who are in a situation of desperation. The more they can focus their limited resources on helping the people that you know, maybe didn't prepare or maybe in a worse situation.
Exactly. Well said. We're going to go to some callers now who I'm sure have some interesting questions for you and perhaps your childhood. Go to Candace in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead with your question, please. Can you hear us, Candace?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just had a question for Joe. I'm a mother of three small children, and I was just wondering what his advice would be on preparing and surviving a collapse with having small children.
Well, Candace, I appreciate you calling in. Small children present a unique problem for preppers. And it's more than just food and clothing. There is a noise discipline issue. If I'm a bad guy, if things aren't going very well, occupying the children, keeping them quiet as much as possible. I have had small children myself. I know that's not always maybe something you can control. But noise discipline with kids especially becomes important because a bad guy is going to be listening. A bad guy is going to be up in a tree, perhaps, trying to observe a large area. The best method I have seen for that is if you can limit the visibility into your backyard, into the area where the children, you've got to let them outside. They've got to get outside to play every now and then, that sort of thing. Try to limit the visibility, and especially at night, try to keep them as quiet as possible.
That's good information, Joe. You cover some of that in your teaching material. I like the fact that you recommend things like planting trees, planting bushes, using round bales of hay, you know, like we have in Texas and throughout much of the country. The big round bales, they can block fields of view and help protect areas that you need to keep safe. Let's go on to another caller, Michelle from South Carolina. You're on the air with Joe Nobody.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is about protecting a garden. We recently moved to South Carolina into a rental, and we're going to put in a fairly large garden. Our backyard is about 2 acres, I guess. And we have it staked out in the middle of the yard because that gets the best sun. I'm wondering, it is kind of out in the open. All the houses around us can see it. I'm wondering, how can we protect that if need be?
Good question.
Well, there are a couple of different methods, and again, thank you for your question. There are a couple of different methods that I recommend in the book. the blocking visibility, clear visibility, is one of the critical elements of hiding in plain sight. There are, for example, you can buy a very large Army surplus camouflage net and string it up between two trees, or string it up, between two light poles, or some method of getting it up in the air. And yes, it may look odd that there's a net hanging there. I don't know your neighborhood or your community, but any way that you can block visibility. I, as a rogue, starving, desperate soul, am not going to come after something I can't see. And that's such a key part of preparing, hiding in plain sight.
Good answer there, Joe. Did you have a follow-up question, Michelle?
I did, real quick. I'm wondering, where is the best place to put my food supply? I do have a room off the garage, which, you know, anybody will look at. I'm wondering, should I put it up in the attic, or
it's going to get hot up there? What do you say, Jim?
Yeah.
For my home personally, we keep our emergency food supply in Tupperware bins, and for my home personally, they're going in one of the bathtubs. And the reason why for that is typically a bathroom has less windows in it than other parts of the home. I like the bathtub storage, if you will, for a variety of different reasons. And so our plan has always been we fill up the bathtubs with water if we think an event's going to occur, like a hurricane. We live in hurricane country. As soon as the first bathtub on the internal bathroom is empty, then the food storage goes in there. A central part of the house is the most important part.
All right, so, yeah, people can't get in and out very easily. Makes complete sense. We've got another caller, Dave from Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Joe Nobody. Go ahead, please. Dave, are you there? Okay, I think we've lost Dave. Let's go to Daryl in Texas. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen, or good afternoon. I have a couple questions. First, I guess, in a situation like that, is it this case that you would really never be able to stay put on any type of land that you had or acreage, and you would be best mobile? I guess my question is, what is the best way, highest survivability to approach such an event like that? And maybe any books that you have you could recommend. And one final thing is, how do we take steps to put this thing together, help the local sheriffs and that sort of thing, and sort of foster that type of thing?
Okay, see if I can take those one at a time. I always stress to people, both in the books and when I'm doing this in person, that population density is a critical factor on bug in versus bug out, is what the prepper community kind of refers to that. Bug in is I'm going to shelter in place, I'm battening down the hatches, I'm in the Alamo. Bug out is I have an alternate retreat, a cousin's home in the country, a favorite campsite to tow my RV to, whatever. And so a critical part of any preparer's decision on that, and we all struggle with that decision. No one wants to leave their home. But if you're in an area where there is a heavy population density, a major city, even a middle-sized city, it's very difficult to think that you're going to hold your home, hold your ground, as we say, for an extended period of time. People will be the problem. And so that's, you ask if it's possible at all. Yes, it is. In a rural community with good preps, you can be very, very hard to push off of your land. And the so then the second question is, I hope I answered the first, is any books that we would recommend. There are other than my books that I've written, there are a variety of Army manuals that are out there. There's a lot of authors. James Wesley Rawls has a very good book, How to Survive the End of World as We Know It. It's considered a classic, I guess, or a staple of most preparers' libraries. So So you go out to Amazon, do a search, go to an Army surplus store, look through the manuals that they have there, the ones that would apply. I'll give you a hint. Look at the Army Corps of Engineers manuals. Before defensive preparations were contracted out to private companies in the last 15 years, it was actually the Corps of Engineers that was responsible for most base security. And then the third question, I don't remember.
I think the third question was, how do we tie it all together? How do we really put all this in place?
Yes, and working with the local law. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
I don't approach my local sheriff. I don't coordinate with local law enforcement unless I meet them at shooting events or competitions, which a lot of people are not going to get into. If there is an event, if there is a breakdown, they will figure out very, very quickly who's preparing, who is confident, who has a problem, and who doesn't. And, you know, maybe if you're friends with a local deputy or a constable, maybe if you have a relationship or a family relationship, just mention, hey, we're preparing, we're storing up some food, we're storing up some medical supplies. No matter how bad it gets, we intend on staying here.
Hey, Joe, we gotta go to a break here. I want to give out the 800 number also from callers, 800-259-9231. We will take more calls with Joe Nobody on the other side of this break. Sorry to interrupt you there, Joe. I'm sure people are really digging this information, so there's a lot more straight ahead on the other side here on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
young, that big businessman. And they're going out in the dinosaur.
Well, it's official. I was talking to the InfoWars crew members during the break, and they all unanimously agree they want Joe Nobody on their team if society does collapse. Yeah, he's a good guy to have on your side. But you can get his information and knowledge just by checking out some of his books. And okay, great. I'm just getting a note here that we're going to get a quick update also from Adam Kokesh. So, Joe, if you don't mind, just going to put you on hold for 1 second. Adam is calling in because there's a rally right now today. It's a veterans rally of Ron Paul for president. Is he available right this minute, guys? Or I guess we'll find out. In any case, either Adam or Joe Nobody will continue with us here in a moment, and we will take more calls, and then we will continue past this next break. So who's with me right now? Joe, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay, we'll continue with you until Adam. He's just going to give us a quick update when he's available. But go ahead. The scenarios that we were talking about seem very realistic to people, but I think a lot of people are shocked at some of what you came up with. Is this just because you've seen this stuff happen, or how is it that you have this understanding of, you know, the bad guys can get really crazy and really violent really quickly? Where did this information come from?
Well, again, most of the security of people, even the American Army generals, are typically guarded or protected when on foreign soil by private contractors. And there is a vast database of knowledge out there. For example, what I was talking about earlier with the suburban home and just driving a vehicle through the front door, I think everybody remembers that horrific event with the Marines in Beirut in the 1980s.
Right.
And what a lesson everybody learned. It was a real eye-opener for all of the professionals out there in any branch of the service or government service or any of the alphabet agencies or anything. And so it's really a combined database of knowledge.
Hey, Joe, I apologize for interrupting. I got to put you on hold right now.
These days with the internet, with the training
that's out
there.
Go ahead and give us Adam here. I apologize. Adam's just jumping in for a quick update. Adam, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I am. Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're on the air. Go ahead, Adam.
Outstanding. Hey, this is Adam Kokesh. I'm here actually on stage right now at the event. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the air right now on InfoWars with Mike Adams, filling in for Howard Jones. Do we have an
Great.
Thanks so much. I hope that was a warm welcome for
you.
Yeah,
that was awesome. How can you give us an update? What's happening?
All right. I hope you appreciate that. We were in the middle of our musical interlude towards the end of our rally. We're getting ready to step off here. There are a lot of people that appreciate InfoWars, that appreciate the Alex Jones Show. Appreciate you, Mike Adams, for filling in today and what you're doing and all the help that Alex Jones has given us in promoting this event.
Well, likewise, we appreciate what you're doing, Adam, and your show, Adam versus the Man. I mean, can you give us a quick update? What's happening there today?
Sure. We're really excited. It looks like we're going to have about 400 actual veterans in our formation. Really excited about the turnout. It's a very, very, very veteran-heavy crowd. It's, you know, of course, we have our family members and supporters here, but really the power of this community of veterans and active duty guys coming together.
Hey, 30 seconds, Adam.
You can hear it now. End this war. We want Ron Paul for president. He's the choice of the troops. It's time for the Republican Party to listen to the ones they say they support.
All right. Good to hear from you, Adam. I want to hear more from you after the event, so let's get in touch after this. Stay with us, everybody. More to come here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.